Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast where we are brothers and we love each other.
That's a great way to open this.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we are your friends.
That's true.
Wow. Hi, brother.
Hello, brother.
I love you.
I love you. I'm not mad at you.
What? Why would you be mad at me?
Well, we're going to talk about that today, Tyler.
Okay. And let's do that.
Well, we also need to say at the beginning, we need to elaborate on what you just told me about your situation today.
Like, how I hunger.
You're very hungry.
I'm very hungry. I'm very tired.
You're tired.
If my voice is not as energetic, I'm so sorry.
He let me know before the show. He's like, this is where I'm at.
It is not due to the nature of this topic, but it is... because I have not ate since yesterday.
Well, not only that, you went to the gym today.
Yeah.
And have not
and
eaten.
And had a small amount of sleep. So it's like... it's not even like an energetic... Yeah.
I'll hopefully like bring up the slack for you.
Right. Just in some, as usual.
I wouldn't say that in some way. So, ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time tuning in...
What an unfortunate time for you.
I would recommend looking at our backlog, because what we're going to be talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, is our beloved Tyler. He is leaving us.
Oh, no.
It's happening.
It is.
Life goes on.
It be like that.
You know what? A wise man once said, it be like that sometimes.
It really do.
But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what it is. We're going to talk about what it ain't.
Right.
We're going to get into all the details of that. And we're also going to take the time to reminisce on some of our favorite moments, because, oh, buddy.
Ooh-wee.
We have had some moments. And also, I have a surprise that I will unveil to you, Tyler, and you listeners at my choosing.
Oh, gosh. So, at your choosing?
At my choosing.
Oh, so, man.
When I feel the time is right, I'll hit you with it.
Okay.
But so let's get into.
I was going to say, we might as well just dive in.
Yeah, we're going to dive in. So, first of all, Tyler, you have been here for many a episode.
I have. Actually, it's been a couple. It's been, what, two,
it's
3 years?
It's been a long time.
That is wild to think about.
It really is, because it doesn't feel like it.
It really, really doesn't.
And today, here's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
I wanted to go through and just get a count of how many episodes that we had done together.
Right.
Was not able to do it due to time restrictions,
yes.
But listener, if you would like to do that,
yeah, feel free to do it.
Feel free, and then just let us know. But you've been here for a long time. Yeah. It's been an amazing show. The show turned into what I wanted it to be from the beginning,
right?
With your coming on. So first, as your brother and as your co-host, I'd like to thank you for your service and what you've done.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Let's talk about, because I know I've seen things like this with other podcasts,
yeah,
and sometimes what happens is, like, listener, imagine this. Imagine me coming on and Tyler's just not here, and
we just never talk about it.
I've heard that, and it literally just drives me up the wall. And because we're your friends,
right?
We're not going to do it to you,
right?
So, Tyler, in your own words, and not putting you on the spot, but just to get the ball rolling, would you explain where your head is and like why it is you want to do this?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. This was an extremely, extremely hard decision on my part. It's been something that I've like gone back and forth with for a little bit. It's like I said, it's definitely bittersweet. But for me, I just don't have a passion for podcasting in general. Now, don't hear what I'm not saying. I love The Table. I love what my brother has done with this show and what he is doing in creating clean, quality, hilarious apostolic content, which we love and need. And that was one of my concerns, was that I didn't want it to stop, but I knew that it was not something that I was going to be able to do forever. Due to different things of life, whether that be different obligations, different stages in, you know, our part, like my personal life and things like that. I just knew it wouldn't be something that I would be able to continue forever.
Sure.
And it's just, so here's, in my opinion, I'm not as good at this as my brother is. It's hard, so hard for me to come up with things to talk about. And that may have shown in a couple episodes. So I apologize if you do go through our backlog. But I tried. I really, really did. I was like, what do I talk about this week? And I would do my best to make it as energetic as possible and lively and entertaining. But I've scraped the bottom of the barrel. And I could not do the show the justice that it deserves, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because I really, really genuinely do love The Table. And I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day. Like, I will continue to, perhaps even more so, support The Table in whatever way that I can. But as far as being able to pour myself into it to the degree that I was previously, it's just not something I'm able to do at this time.
Right.
And it's wild because whenever we did have this conversation, very, very shortly after, something was presented to me, a responsibility at the church. Mm-hmm. They're like, we want you to serve in this capacity. And I'm like, absolutely. I've had a burden for this area for like all year. The Lord has laid this on my heart.
Yeah.
So I feel like, honestly, this is just the end of this season.
Yeah.
That is just a transition period, and I have been preparing for the next step in my life. And it's like I said, it's just one of those bittersweet things where it's like,
right,
I don't want to, and it's been such a huge part of my life, but it's like, I also want to give everything that I have now for this, you know, that,
right,
this is pulling me in that direction this time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for yeah, sure.
It's hard for me to...
No, I understand. And as far as like, you know, we have had conversations,
yeah,
both on and off of the podcast, that like, look, it's no secret, you're not as passionate about this, right, as me, much like I'm not as passionate about music as,
right,
you are.
Right.
Whereas you can be probably sitting at work or at the gym or wherever, mm-hmm, you may be, perhaps Taco Bell.
Right, right, right.
And
preferably Taco Bell.
Yes, if we have to pick one.
Right.
And you may be sitting there, and then like a vocal arrangement come to you, you know, and, yeah, you're like, oh, I just thought about this. Hey, it'd be cool to do it this way.
Yeah.
That happens to me with podcasts, topics, yeah, like things to talk about, perspectives.
And I,
like,
love that. And it shows in this podcast. It really does. And that, like, ew, let me try that again. Wow.
This is why he's
like the constant editing he has to do.
No, that's not true.
We'll get into that.
Look, I'm going to go ahead and let you know right here at the beginning, we will be poking fun at each other.
Oh, absolutely.
So just don't take it. Like, absolutely. We're not mad. It is a little difficult to be in the same room as him right now.
Stop it. But,
no, we're not mad at each other. We're not fighting. We're brothers. And this will continue off mic, right, as well. So.
Right. But as I was saying, the... it shows in the podcast that you have that ability to do that, because it's like you'll bring out your topic and I'm like, I would have never thought of that.
Why did I think of that?
Right, basically. And it's just like a huge struggle for me was like, I love The Table. I love my brother. I love spending time with him. I love doing the podcast with him, but it's just, I didn't want me leaving to stop this. And of course, that'll be addressed eventually. But I really struggled with that because I didn't want to let you down. I didn't want the show to stop. I was like, why can't there be like an alternate version of me that does that and can dedicate 110% to that?
There may be, bro, in like a different universe or something.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just kidding.
Panics. But yeah, it definitely shows that like your passion for it, which is remarkable and commendable. And that's one thing that I will say while I am here right now is that you've done an amazing job with this show, and I hope to continue to see it grow. And I'm very excited and proud for you, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, bro. It's definitely been the way I always look at it, and the way I've even, you know, like when I told Sarah about it, I was like, I love the way I see it is I love what we've built.
Yeah.
Like what it became and has become, it wouldn't have, it would have been just me.
Right.
Like, I mean, it became like, okay, this is like peak Table, if you can say it that way, you know. And it's been, you know, to what you're talking about, to your point about how you mentioned like you've poured yourself into it, and thus, so for anyone who hasn't done this, like, this, keep in mind, this is a weekly show.
It is a lot.
And it doesn't just, you don't just come in here and sit down and then just talk. We would plan. There was days we would dedicate full Saturdays to like production hours. And like hours and
brainstorming.
It was some of my favorite times. It's not something it's not something like, oh, I have to do this.
Right.
But it's still, nonetheless, it's work. And we would get through. I remember, I think the first time we did it, we record like three episodes in one day?
Yeah, at least three.
And by the end of that day, we were like,
done.
That is it. Like, I cannot do
this. We had started like 9 or 10 o'clock that morning.
We had lunch.
And yeah, I was going to say, we didn't even finish until like in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock or so.
Right.
But it's just like, I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, we were just talking about that. Like, it is work, and it's not like.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Thank you. It's not even counting the editing that goes into it. I didn't even touch the editing like I wanted to.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much of that has to take place, and then you look at the promotion side of it, and just
then there's the Patreon stuff,
and then the creativity in general. It's just a lot that goes into it all at once, and it takes a certain kind of person to be able to do it. You know,
it's just one of those things, man, where it's like a, you know, you hear the term a passion project.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's like, and what it has been up to this point is like, let's be honest, we're not getting anything from this.
Right.
You know, I get the satisfaction of knowing that, like, hey, you know what? First of all, this is fun. I enjoy this, but we're putting out content for people to enjoy. And some of you have let us know that you've enjoyed it and everything, and we appreciate that. But as far as like, I mean, we ain't over here bringing in that YouTube money. We're not over here like,
ooh-wee,
we ain't got blue check marks by our name. There's not really a whole lot that's been gained from it other than the, man, I love spending time with my brother.
Yeah.
I love making content. I love putting this stuff out there. And knowing that people are enjoying it, I mean, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
fun. So, you know, and like I said, we've been open. You've been very open about the fact that you're not as passionate about it as me. That's okay. That's just the way it is. Is that satisfactory as to the why? I mean, I believe so. I think we've pretty much covered the why. Okay. So now, what was the next thing we said we were going to talk about?
We were going to talk about memory lane. We were going to talk about, just our favorite moments and stuff. I feel like there was something else that we're forgetting, but neither of us have our notepad. So,
well, I tell you what I do have, thank God for modern technology.
Oh man!
Because what I do have is the ability to go back to our our text message thing this morning, our thread this morning. Oh yeah, the next thing after the why was we were going to talk. We kind of did it in reverse order. We were going to talk about how that there has been zero drama.
Right.
We're good. We're brothers.
Like we've talked about before, we have open, honest communication, and we had that.
We did.
And I trust that he was open and honest with me because I sure was with him. And as hard as it was, it has also been like a relief, you know?
Well, we both were. I mean, because what happened is Tyler texted me one day asking me about something, and it led into the conversation.
Which was not what I intended, but it did end up going that way.
Well, it's like you said, though, like, based off of what you said earlier about the door opening for you at the church, it's almost as if it's been like a gradual heading in that direction. But it turned into, okay, we're having a conversation as adults. We're not, and as brothers, I'm not mad at you. You're not mad at me.
Exactly.
We're just talking. And the end of that conversation was we came to an understanding that you felt that this was the best thing for you to do.
Right.
And I respect that, you know. I'm very sad. I'm tore up. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, you're not going anywhere. I still get to see you.
Well, and it's not even like, if he'll have me, you know, I may pop in every now and then.
No, this is it. Okay. This is your last.
Well, never mind.
I'm totally just kidding. Blessed. This is the last you will ever hear.
I'm sure I'll be back in some capacity. Major life events, you know.
Yeah. Well, and like, just if we're sitting around like, bro, you know, it'd be fun.
Let's go do it.
Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
But the thing about it.
Old time sake.
right. The thing about it, though, is that's the beautiful thing about us being brothers is whatever I do going forward, listeners, you can be comforted in knowing that Tyler is there. Like, right. Tyler is still a major.
We're still very much a part of each other's
very
life.
Very major part of my life. And like, and I'm sure, and in fact, I know this, that no matter what I do going forward, Tyler is not going to be a bad word. You will hear his name. You will hear stories about him.
Right.
You will probably see his face like on the socials and whatnot.
That'd be wonderful.
He's just not going to be here. Right. For your enjoyment, of course.
How lucky for you, right, listener.
There is something that that I wanted to do. I mentioned a surprise that I had for you.
Okay.
Is
it time?
It's time.
It is time.
And then we're going to I'm gonna reveal the surprise, and then we can go down memory lane for a little bit.
All right, I'm ready.
Because we got some stuff
we've
to talk
got
about.
Some stuff to talk about.
I've written you a poem.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I would like to recite it for you today. Are you going to record it?
I am.
Oh, no.
I am.
Well, remember what we talked about earlier.
I did. Okay. I did. This is strictly for me.
Okay. So the title of the poem is simply Tyler.
Oh, man. That's my name.
Yes, that's him. Your friend Tyler. And what it says is, to my brother Tyler, it's been a fun ride. We said many things, but we never cried. We won't cry today unless you need to.
Right.
In which case, I'll join you, and our listeners will too. Some will say why, some will be sad, some may not care, and some may be glad. But as for me, myself, I've just one thing to say. You're officially dead to me. Be on your way.
Oh, gosh! That's not where I thought that was going. Oh, man. Look. Here I am. My eyes are glistening over. I'm like ready for this.
I did. Look, here's what happened. Gosh. Let me tell you what happened. Here's what happened. When I tell you moments before you walked in,
you did not.
That,
is that what you were doing at the counter?
Oh, gosh. Look. And I was like, this is going to be my last chance for a while. As far as we know, I got to hit it with something.
Oh, man, that was excellent.
But of course, in all good fun.
It's a joke.
But no, man, and maybe one day we will look back as that as one of our
golly, I sure won't forget it. That's for sure.
My brother's not dead to me.
Right.
So, my brother. So, let me ask you this. What, at the top of your head, because I'm sure you've thought about it maybe some today, what's been like your peak moment doing this?
I kid you not. I was going to ask you, like, what your favorite moment was. Like, I was waiting for the opportunity to ask you.
Oh, dear. I've ruined everything.
No. That's great.
Maybe I should leave.
No, maybe. Stop. Absolutely not. I'm glad that you asked that. I would love to say all the cool people that we've interviewed and stuff, and I would love to talk about them in a moment, but my number one favorite part was that day that we had a table set up in your bedroom, and we recorded the internet questions one.
Yeah,
and we talked about. I think that's where we talked about whether it's a straw is two holes.
Yeah,
or not.
Yeah.
That moment, because I think I also, if I'm not mistaken, I can go back and check, but because we recorded several episodes that day.
Yeah, we did.
But that's where I recommended Heavenly as I think that was our first bop.
I think so.
And that was just, that song was also like a peak point for me and like transitioning away from just the same type of music and getting more into Christian music in general, because, you know, like at that point I was still kind of, listening to all kinds of nonsense, but that, like, finding good music like that, that wasn't just choir music. I was like, yeah. But just that moment in general, like, I remember it perfectly.
I remember it too, bro.
The way that the light was, how much fun we had. Like, that to me pinnacle.
That huge pinnacle. Table yes. in that room yes. where it had no business being. You were in the most
cramped area of your room. Your room is huge, and we're over here in this little corner.
And it was just, oh man, I remember that so vividly. I remember yes. the shirt I was wearing. I remember the hat I was wearing. I remember that I took a picture that day holding a cheesecake.
Oh, nice.
The little stuffed corgi.
Yeah.
And I just remember, because that day, we had done that. I think that was the day we went to Golden Corral.
It is.
And we had a great
time. We had a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Did you know that it opened back up?
Which one?
The one in Gulfport.
Ooh, I see a trip in our future.
I know, right? Because I had told you, you mentioned it, and I was like, well, they shut it down.
Yeah,
well,
and I was like, Hattiesburg, and you're like, no thanks.
Yeah, right. Well, they remodeled it. It's like all bougie ooh. Now. Yeah, it looks good.
Ooh, perhaps?
It's like,
perhaps
it's,
we should.
It's like Platinum Corral.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
Okay.
Is platinum more than gold? Yes.
I think so.
Okay, yeah. Good. I think so as
gold
well.
Gold car than platinum.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay.
Or cool. diamond. Or Diamond Corral.
Diamond Corral. Yeah, that'd be I a like good that one. Better. I like that too. Let's diamond do that. Corral. Diamond Corral.
Wow.
I remember that day, man. And another one that really sticks out to me is when the urgency that we had to record the Area 51 episode.
We were so proud of that.
We were so proud. We were like, we've got to talk about this. Like, look at
were
how
we in there?
I think we were right here.
Oh, we were.
Because this was before this room was the studio. It right. still had like the broken yeah. blinds on the windows.
I knew I wasn't sitting here. I couldn't remember if it was in this diner there or like in here.
We were sitting right there.
Oh,
and
man.
It was like we had the little short mic stands.
We had memes created.
Do you remember like how we had to lean over into those little bitty mic
yes.
stands?
Oh my
and
gosh.
We would get done recording and our backs would be hurting so bad.
Oh man.
And we were like cracking and popping and stuff. Well,
in regards to the Area 51 one, I remember like we looked at like Facebook groups and everything.
Yeah,
and
we were like really
just don't.
That was if you could sum up that episode in just two words, it would be just don't.
Just don't. But as far as you were talking about leaning over into the mics, the most uncomfortable experience I had with our mics was when we were sitting in the living room.
Oh my gosh.
I think we were talking about Megalodon.
Yeah. Does Megalodon still exist?
Love the episode.
Really fun.
Love the episode. Love the topic. I believe. We believe.
We believe, yes.
But oh my word.
It was very unpleasant.
Your couch is one of those couches. Your couch is similar to mine in that like you sit in it and it's going to take an act of our Christ to get you out of that couch because you just sink into it and it's like you're trying to struggle to get out.
It's true.
So it's that plus I have this big old pillow on my lap and I'm trying to hold a mic and it's just not working. I'm like laid back and like holding.
Well, the problem with these particular mics is if you touch the bottom of the stand,
yeah.
it picks that up. Like you can't, you know what I'm saying?
So I had to stay perfectly still.
That's what led to this current setup. We have boom stands that just hold the mic in front of our mouth and we don't touch anything, hopefully, you know? And but I remember that too, bro. And then I also remember we were kind of in the same boat whenever we did the chicken sandwich comparison episode.
Yes, but that was so fun.
That was so fun, but that was me, you, and Sarah. So we had three mics, and we were all three, like, you're just, like, sitting on the floor, like, eating junk.
I remember that. And then, like, I had got off of work, and I went to get the chicken sandwiches and bring them back, and I went straight from Chick-fil-A straight to the house, but as best as I could, I couldn't keep them as fresh as they needed to be for that episode, you know?
Yeah.
So, I remember that, like, because this is before you were like all about Chick-fil-A sandwiches and stuff.
As I am now.
Right. I was like, nah, bro, you need to get a fresh one. You need to get a spicy deluxe or just any kind of deluxe or just anything that's
fresh.
Not this. Yes. Right.
Anything that's not this.
I was like, no, we're getting him to try something and this is what it's like. I was more upset about that. But overall, I had two sandwiches. So I had.
Right. There was no complaints.
Were right. Made. Exactly.
Well, has there been an episode, and I'm phrasing the question in this way because our feedback has been sometimes it's like a lot, then sometimes it's like crickets. Has there been an episode that you received like the most amount of feedback on? Like, has there been one in particular?
The hot dog sandwich straw debate. We got a lot of feedback from that one. That one was really good. The what was it? I feel like there's a couple that like have
one of them sparked conversation. Well, one of them that I can think of right now is whenever we did the what was intended to be prank calls.
I was literally,
but it turned into
the second before you said it, I was like prank calls.
It turned into how not to prank call people.
Oh man,
I think that as far as I, as far as I can think of right now, I think that's the one where the most people said something to me in person about it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. As far as the ones that have both of us on there,
right?
But because there's one with about with Brother Dobbs, and there's one with Sister Donna tonight.
Yeah,
both of those are great. You should check those out. I'm not on those, but they're wonderful. Love them. I sometimes just go back and listen to them recreationally,
like, as you do.
Right, right, right. But there's so. Do you have a favorite blooper?
Oh, like that aired, or that like got cut out?
Yes.
Okay. Both. My favorite blooper that got cut out are the three attempts at the nostalgia episode.
Oh my Lord.
That we attempted. So if you go to our Patreon,
I still
right
don't
now,
like to think about the 90s.
If you go to our Patreon episode, there is our Patreon page, there is an exclusive episode there that is about nostalgia, where we talk about nostalgia. And we had attempted to record that just so many times. What is happening?
My sock is really ripped.
Tyler, that's a problem. Your sock is not a sock anymore.
Holy.
Tyler is removing his shoe and showing me the extent of his sock. Okay, so you know those ankle brace, those ankle braces that you can put on where like it's covering your ankle, but the front of your foot is just like sticking out? That's Tyler's sock right now.
Yeah, I haven't done laundry. And so that was the only sock, matching sock I had left.
Well, the good news is, well, Christmas time is over. Maybe you got some socks somewhere that someone forgot to give you.
That would be wonderful.
I don't know.
If I did, you know.
True story, we're recording this before Christmas. So,
surprise!
Surprise. Hope it didn't take you out of your experience too much. But so hopefully you get Christmas socks.
That would be wonderful. I would really love
As
that.
As we get older, that's becoming like more of a
practical thing.
It's like, could you, like, maybe, perhaps.
Right.
Perhaps Santa Claus will bring me
that
some.
That would be wonderful. But the tips for nostalgia really put a whooping on me.
Like, put a whooping on all of us, bro.
It was, well, because it wasn't the first time when me and Sarah had that breakdown about Flipper.
Y'all lost it.
We
well, and then what was bad about that is it was going to be okay. But that episode
we talked about it before.
It was taken from us.
In the time, the dark ages.
Yeah. When the happening happened.
Right. It was hard to come back to it. But like when we finally did, I was excited. Yeah. But then it was on a bad day.
We started recording and it was just fumble after fumble on both of our parts. And then Tyler made one statement. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like anything. I mean, I'm not going to tell you what it was. I hate to throw it out there like this. Just know that Tyler got his words mixed up in such a way that then we lost it. And me. We were tired.
We were tired.
It was late. Up. We were like, let's just not. And then we didn't record that night. We lost it. And then finally we were like, you know what, bro?
Let's just do it.
We need to just do this. And because of what it's put us through, it's going to be a Patreon exclusive.
Right, exactly. Oh, whenever that was finally done. But it was hard to talk about it again.
Yeah.
And like each time I got different things because.
Yeah, same.
Well, because we've been in a situation where we've had to try to like react out what we said before.
Well, and that was going to be the next one I brought up.
You should do that. Tell us about that. We've talked about it before.
But still, you know what? Here we are.
It's nice to think about
The episode where we had on, at the time, Kristen Hicks, now Kristen Sangree.
Yeah. Congratulations.
We did an interview with her. It was a great episode. But if you don't know, what you hear out of me and Tyler in that episode is complete and total voice acting.
Wow.
Because my track, was it my track or your track?
It was mine.
Tyler's track did not record.
Yay. But I could still be heard.
It could be heard in through my mic. So we had to scrub through the audio and basically recreate what was said on we had, but we had to do it for both of our tracks because of the nature of our setup. So it was like, okay, so let's do this. So we would like, we would play, you know, 10 seconds or whatever at a time, whatever topic it needed.
Yeah.
And then we would be like, okay, let's reenact that. And then we did. And it was an editing nightmare.
But he did that. But none of y'all had a clue.
No, nobody ever said anything. So it turned out great, I guess.
Well, and what's worse about that is that whenever you uploaded it, it had a huge buzzer in the middle of it.
Tyler, look, I'm on my way to work, and Tyler sends me a message, and if I recall correctly, I do believe it may have been in all caps, and you were like, probably. There's a buzzer over her voice, yeah. And I was like, where? I was like, and there's a part where she's just talking, and she's like really talking about like something
spiritual.
She's
talking about something serious.
Yeah, she's on something serious, and then it's just, it was literally that buzzer, and it was from Word of the Week.
Well,
and
let's talk about that fiasco.
Oh, my word.
Coco.
Did I ever get one right?
I think you got one like halfway right, and so we let you have a point for that. I think that may have happened a couple times. What happened, bro?
I'm gonna be honest with you. And this is something I've had to come to terms with more so this year than ever in my life prior. And I'm working on it. I am not a smart person. You know what I mean?
Stop it.
Like, we've talked about
book smart
versus
That's true. Different kinds of smart.
You're right. Which was one of my favorite episodes we did, by the way.
Yeah, that was very good.
Fair point. In that way. I do not appear to be very smart. but it's like, think about how many English words there are.
So many.
And it's like,
and English is whack
so,
as it is.
Exactly. It's like, man, those shoes are bad. Well, what'd they do? No, I mean they bad. What do you mean?
What did they do to you?
You like my shoes? Yeah, man, it's a compliment. Those shoes are bad. Oh, I thought that, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many words like that. And so when Tyler breaks up in here with asking me, what is this word? And then I find out that it means breadcrumbs. It's just like, okay. I don't know, man. Other than I'm just not very book smart in that way.
It just be like that, bro. After a while, it kind of became tradition for you to get them wrong.
It was almost
expected. I would look for like ones that not necessarily that were hard, but that the definitions were like, oh,
right,
like, well, that's what it is.
Well, then there's also the music.
Oh man, that was a nice touch.
Where it's like,
stressed me. It stressed me out whenever you would ask me those.
It's like, what do I do? It was like, are people looking at me right now?
We jest, but I didn't get that many right either, honestly.
You definitely got more than me.
I think my thing was I would get closer only because of the whole way that I tackled it.
You would break it down.
Yeah,
like,
with
from
the
word,
root word or like words that are similar or something like that. So
yeah.
Would you have another segment that's been like super fun that you're just like, yes,
great. My favorite ones were definitely What Would You Do?
Yeah.
Love that one.
Yeah.
And then what are the other segments that we have? Oh, One's Gotta Go.
I'll never forget the day that we I think it was another Saturday.
It was.
That
for
we,
sure.
I was on the couch all day.
Yeah.
And you were in your recliner and we were brainstorming segment ideas, themes, like musical themes for each thing. And just like new theme music, new logo design.
We were getting ready for season 4 because it was going to be the one where like everything was changing.
When the Fire Nation attacked.
Yeah.
But
everything changed when season 4 came.
It was that I'll remember that because there were some stressful moments, but it was like
there was.
It was fun.
But you know what was great though? And not only just as for, I'll say partners in this, but also as brothers. We never fought about anything.
Mm-mm.
Like, we never got into, like, an argument. We were open about what we,
liked
and disliked.
And then we would either compromise or just, like, or, one would concede.
Yeah, it's like, okay, let's just do it that way and try it. You know, because that's one of the beautiful things about
this
is you can, you try stuff, man. There comes a point where you have to just, like, okay, let's just try something and see if it works. And if it don't work, then try something else.
Yeah.
You know, but there comes a point in time where you got to just do it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Speaking of segments, one of my favorite experiences with the progression of the table was picking out the name for Drop the Bop.
Oh, man, that was fun.
Man, when we had, like, we opened it up to everybody.
Yeah.
We opened it up for name suggestions and stuff. And we got some really cool ones in there. Were there any that you remember that, like, almost would have been? Do you remember any of them?
Oh, man. I probably have a list somewhere. The one that I remember, I don't know who came up with it.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it. I remember not liking it and being like, wow, can't wait to not pick that one.
Was it the music stand?
Yes, it was the music
stand. See, and that's so wild because that's the one I love.
Tyler, and that's another example is like Tyler loved it, but
I was upset.
I was like, that's not a good name. Like, no offense to whoever came up with it, but right. like, it, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like,
yeah,
because
it wasn't it. Drop the Bop was definitely it.
Here's how this thing has worked for me in my experience is, I go back to the night that you came up with a logo. We were sitting around, and I was like, "Bro, we need a logo, but it needs to be simple, something that could be like on merch going forward, like a symbol, not like this complicated thing." And you're sitting there, and you got your iPad, and you're doing this, and then it hits you. Yeah. You're like, oh, "I've got it!" And then you did it. And when I saw it, there's something that clicks in my brain. I'm like, "That's it."
Yeah.
The writing stand, the music stand did not do that for me.
I feel that.
I was just like, I was like, that's not the one.
The way it was presented to me, I think, is what hooked me because it was like, now it's time to go from
the table
to the music stand. And I was like, yeah, let's go.
And I get the logic behind it.
I was about to say, because like when you're at a music stand, you put like new music in front of you to learn and and play and whatnot. And so I was like, yeah, it's practical.
It's definitely simple. I 100% acknowledge the reasoning and the logic behind it. It just as a name. Okay, it's time for the music stand.
Right. And I get that entirely. Like there's no bitterness at all. No. It's just one of those. It's like what could have been kind of things, you know?
Well, and I mean, there's a free idea.
Right.
You know,
it's not copyrighted. It's not trademarked.
As far as we know.
Right. Well, much unlike our name, that's like everywhere.
Okay, let's talk about this. Were you about to ask a question?
No.
Okay.
I was about to go down this lane.
Okay, let's talk about this. Any regrets? I wish that could have been different, or maybe regret's a strong word. Not regret necessarily. I'll just say this. One of my regrets has been the name.
Really?
I wish that, in my defense, I was new to this.
Yeah.
I wish that I would have done more research on how many people, like, are there other people that have this name? But I didn't know that. I thought that I was a genius and that I had sat there and come up with a good name for a podcast.
It is a good name. It's a good name.
Well, as evidenced by how many people have used it.
Right.
You know? but as far as, like, the way, because as we've done this, I've learned, like, the importance of coming up in a search engine and the importance of being unique in some way.
Right.
Well, when you have a podcast that's called The Table, it's great and people like it. And people, you know, even sometimes they call it like, oh, The Table Podcast. Well, there are podcasts that are called The Table Podcast, you know. There's so many of them. So you can't just tell someone, hey, go to Apple Podcasts and search The Table. You'll find us. It was always, let me see your phone.
I'll pull it up for you.
Or please, for the love of God, go to the link. Because if you don't go to the if you don't go to the link, you're not going to find us because we're not showing up. Now, that we did reach a point, though, where we were showing up.
There was a time where we were the number one slot on Apple Podcasts.
If you searched,
and you best believe I told folks about it too.
Look, man, if you searched The Table,
we were number one.
Boom, right there. Now it's Anthony O'Neill.
Now you have to click see more.
I wonder where it's at right now, this moment.
It may be closer, but let's see. Whenever I last checked, you had to click see more and scroll down.
Okay, well, there's a. I literally just typed in table. I didn't even type in the table. Let's see. Okay, searching on Apple Podcasts right now. If I search The Table, we need to see all.
Oh, man.
there's so many of them. There's so many. So that's been one of my regrets is that I wish I would have named it something different. This was pretty cool.
With you talking about that, we've talked about it on the podcast before, of course, but how it used to almost be Talking Tacos.
Talking Tacos, man.
I made it a whole like 90s looking logo for it and everything. It was like 90s Taco Bell themed.
Very unsustainable idea.
Oh, yeah.
To have tacos present at every podcast episode.
A preferred idea.
Yeah.
But tables are much more available.
Right. Well, and this table, the right. one that JJ built. Shout out to JJ.
Shout out to JJ. You the best.
You the best. If but I may say the, that.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. if I had any quote unquote regrets or something that I wish was different.
Your co-host.
It's no, stop it. The color of the logo, man.
Yeah, that's been one of the things.
I did not like when we changed it.
Tyler was very, very vocal about not liking the color.
It looks cool. And I love the idea. Like I've seen people do temporary logo updates and stuff like that. Yeah. But this is just we're talking open honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
What are you gonna do? Fire me?
Yes, actually, you'll not leave this room without being fired.
But I just that was one of the things I would look at it. And I'm like, I miss the white and black. Or like whenever we changed it, I hoped that we would change it to like just like a solid color or something that. Which obviously it still looks great. It's just one of my personal
Like you know, and that was and I think that was one of the. As you may could think of more, the way I've always approached this is, and I've even talked to other people about this, is like I really do view this as our show.
Yeah.
And so if I had an idea and you didn't like it, well, I don't want to do it. Like I want to find something that we both you know. I think that was one of the only things that I just made an executive decision on.
Yeah.
Like I really believed in. I really want it to be this.
We really have worked together.
Yeah, on for
a
sure.
A lot of everything, like with the collaboration and. What we do where and how we do XYZ, like a lot of that has been us communicating shockingly outside the podcast.
Well, all jokes. There's a reason we tried not to do it. It's because really deep down we dislike each other.
Right. Secretly.
Right. Someone's gonna skip forward to that part. Did you hear what they said?
Ooh-wee. That one thing.
Yeah.
You definitely did. But I was also like at the point when it was happening, I remember not being in a place to discuss things like this. And so I remember just being like, whatever kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, whatever.
But see, again, it was one of those things where I remember going back to, again, I had the regret of the name.
Right.
Another regret I had was, wow, this artwork blends into the white background that it's on. Unless you put your phone in dark mode, then. But I will tell you this, little inside baseball, I was planning on switching it back.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man!
But I was going to do it a little bit different. I was going to go back to the black and white, but keep it where it looks like there's depth to it. It's not just flat on the thing.
Well,
that's what was going
to
happen.
Another little bit of insider information for you, because you know, as we know, information is helpful.
As a wise man
a wise handsome man once.
with a pink hat.
Right. What were we talking about?
The logo you said inside Thank you. Baseball.
Thank you. Lord have mercy.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day.
You haven't eaten.
The logo I made in an app on my phone by flipping the letter L upside down and then just adding two straight lines to it. And then like the L wouldn't, like I couldn't get the proportions right. So I had to do like two cylindrical blocks and like put them together. And so that's why it's such, like the original was such poor quality, because it was just the design for the logo. We had to like get it.
Well, vectorized.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I had to pay someone to do this.
Yes.
No, it was cheap. I mean, I say cheap. Not a cheap price for what they did.
Right. Inexpensive.
Yeah. Inexpensive is a better,
for a good quality job.
Inexpensive is a better word. I use the Fiverr, not a sponsor, but you could be.
Absolutely.
Someone vectorized it, and there was a little detail that's still out there if you notice. Let me ask you this. What did you use to make the two lines? Did you use like an I and turn it sideways or the equal sign?
Oh, I think I used an I and turned it sideways.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I'm pretty sure I used an I and turned it sideways.
Whatever you used, if you look at it, on each end, it creates a little point. Like, is there's like a little point on the font, which is like, oh, okay, mm-hmm. it's got some character or whatever. But what happened was in the new updated, not new, but in the updated vectorized logo, they took off those points and they made it a flat edge. So it looks like it just did something to it. It's like,
yeah,
that's pretty nice. You know, like that's pretty nice.
Crisp.
Right. It was very crisp, sharp edges. I've
definitely appreciated it.
It helped with the, you mentioned how it looked kind of low quality because we did do it. You did it on a phone, iPad, you know?
Yeah.
It helped with that because it took away that pixelization on the edges and stuff, and it just pops now.
Yeah.
And so that was
love that.
I don't know how we got in. Oh, we were talking about the logo, the artwork and everything. Stuff like that.
I genuinely would probably don't have any other regrets, I don't think, honestly. Because, like, especially these past one or two seasons, like, since season four.
Yeah.
Like, we've been consistent with, like, our intro and our outros and stuff like that, and then segments and just changing stuff up from there.
Yeah.
Like, that has been, like, peak, you know? I'm like we were talking about potential changes for next season before I made this decision, and I was like, now, of course, I'm sure this is partly due to the lack of, you know, everything that I was feeling at that point, but I couldn't come up with ways to make it, like, how can we do something different that's better but like good enough to merit changing what we already have?
You know what I mean?
Not that it's a quote unquote perfect podcast, but it's like, as far as the layout and like the structure of it and stuff, I'm just like, I'm really digging it. You know?
Well, that's what I was saying earlier at the beginning, is like what we built and what it became is what I wanted from the get-go.
Right.
Like, it's like we did those things that we did. We made the plans that we made to get to this. And then when you finally do arrive there, it's like you said, it's like, okay, now what?
Yeah.
Like, well, now. And so we had ideas of like new segments we were going to do. We were going to get rid of Word of the Week because wow, I can't stand that one.
I haven't pulled it out in a while.
Huh?
I haven't pulled it out in a while.
I know, but I think that there's been a subconscious like
fear.
Yeah, like
what's gonna happen?
I don't want this.
Right.
But there's just, I mean, because you do, you know, it's like, you know, it's kind of like the iPhone. You reach a point where it's like incremental updates,
right?
Incremental
upgrades, you know, little tweaks here and there. But
did I just say that our podcast is the iPhone of podcasts?
Of course you did.
Yeah,
of course you did.
No. There, but I do understand what you're saying. It's like, what do we do now? I had those thoughts, but I also would have the thoughts of like, let's just run with it. Like, I really like what we got going. And
well, and you still have that ability, and I hope you continue to do so. And it's just, you know.
Well, I remember whenever we introduced the split topic idea.
Yeah.
It was like, look, let's try this, because the way we were doing it before was every episode was about one single thing.
Yeah.
And the way that I was feeling personally is, it's not that I can't come up with a topic.
We were dragging them out.
Yeah. It's like, how much can you say about this one thing?
Right, right, right.
So I thought, what if we each brought a topic?
Which worked for a long time.
Yeah. And then what if we didn't know what the other one was bringing, which most of the time was great. But then there was like a one or two times where it's like,
wish I would have prepared more for that.
And then we corrected that.
Yeah.
We had a conversation about, hey, for the more serious, like the topics that you may want to prepare a little bit for, we decided we should give each other a heads up.
Yeah.
Like,
but
hey,
then you look at it at that point though, you're doing twice the amount of topics per year.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, even if one person is coming up with the other half of them, like, you can't talk about one that another person talked about. So it's like, at this point, we've done roughly 80 topics in the year, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, and I'm giving estimates
because
of whether we missed or had a guest on or something like that, you know? But the, like, talking about 80 different, unique, interesting topics, that's a lot.
That's a lot, yeah.
Very commendable, but it's also just like a lot.
It's work.
Absolutely.
It's like, because you got double the research, but done by just one individual. Like, you did your research.
Right,
You know. So as far as you going forward, do you have any kind of like creative outlet or anything planned?
I do in a way. And okay. like the new role that I am stepping into, I've been given a lot of creative liberty.
Oh, good.
With, I'm hoping not too much, honestly, because of the way that it was described to me, it's like whatever you want to do. So it's, and it's music related. So it's like, okay, I'm here we go.
Yeah.
You know? And so I am hoping that I will be able to utilize that while also remaining productive, you know?
Yeah.
And just, I want to do my best for that since that is the new season that I'm stepping into. So we shall see.
We shall see indeed.
Right. Exactly. But, yeah, bro. I mean, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's been a, it's, this is definitely a bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
You know, like I have loved and made so many great memories over the years, and I've loved doing this, and I can't, I'm reminded of when you asked me to do it. I was so shocked because like, as far as actually being co-host, yeah, I've been on there a couple of times, but I was like, me? Like weekly? What? I was like, dude, this is like your thing, man. Yeah, like I was very, very, very shocked. But I also remember one particular instance where there was an episode where it was you and a guest or two, and y'all were talking about something, and I was like, I was screaming at my radio because I wanted so badly to be a part and to talk about what y'all were talking about. And I had input, you know, I was like, well, I would do this, but you can't hear me. But it's just, it's wild to see how far that it's come since then. And like,
yeah,
even just all the stuff that I've learned and got to be a part of, you know, and like, I've even met people through this podcast, which has been amazing.
That's been
people that I'm friends with even to this day. And it's all literally been because of the podcast, you know?
That's crazy to think about.
It is wild. It's wild. And then like, you, especially like getting recognized somewhere by somebody you have never met before. Yeah. You know,
like that happened.
And yeah. It happened several times.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Right. You know, it was cool. It was a cool moment, but it was also kind of humbling to see how many people like actually do listen. Cause you know, sometimes it's like, man, we joke about dozens of listeners, but it's like sometimes it feels like, because it is just you and I,
right?
You know, like it, sometimes it's like just us talking, which I still love.
Yeah.
But it's also been like, you know, like I don't want either of us to have to go through a whole bunch of work for, you know, nothing.
Well, the nature of the beast is, and this is something that I've had to come to terms with, especially in the earlier days, is the nature of the beast is, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have people who they show up, they listen, they love it, and then they bounce without even saying, hey.
Exactly.
And now, thankfully, we haven't had this issue, but the way it typically works is the ones who give feedback are the ones who hated whatever you did. Right. I don't think we've ever, maybe once or twice, I've had someone be like, yo, I didn't like that.
And it's but like, even still, it's never been like super
it's
critical.
Never been it's we've never had that issue. We've never had like quote unquote haters.
Yeah.
We've never had someone like abuse. The worst thing we've had are those bots on Instagram.
Ooh.
They're like promoted on
so
and such records. And then they immediately get blocked and banned from our account.
As they should.
As they should. Well, bro, I think that there's only just if you all thoughts are clear, I think there's just one more thing left to do.
My. This week on Drop the Bop. Cody, I struggled. I want you to know that. I struggled.
You struggled?
This is my last official Drop the Bop.
Far as we know.
As far as being a co-host. And I was like, what do I do? Do I do a most recent song? Do I do like I was like because I was really I've really been feeling Worthy of It All by CeCe Winans here lately.
Yeah.
And I've just been like, maybe I should really like brag on that song. Or then I was like, nah, maybe I should go really, really old school. Like the first album that I remember being obsessed with. And that was Missing Piece by Gateway. Like basically that entire album.
Oh, yeah. I remember those days. I still have it on my phone.
Ooh, I'm so jealous. But
I would never rub it in, though.
I feel enough, like I'm just going to settle on a love for truth. I can't help it. It's still remains to be my number one favorite song. Wow. I've already recommended it before, but I don't care. I like that's how, like, it's this is my send off.
It is a slow bow.
It is a slow bow. It is a slow bow, but a bow nonetheless.
But a bow nonetheless.
And it's just talking about, like, Lord, give me a love for truth. Like, give me a love for everything that it's like you, everything that, like, that draws me closer to you, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's what I want. And that's just been my heart's cry this year, because it's been, because I don't know. I feel like if you go back, you can hear, like, a transition in us as well. You know what I mean? Like, just all the things that we've gone through, all the different stages in our lives that we've gone through.
Yeah.
And this has just been that one song that's been, like, my anthem throughout this entire, like, throughout, since it's been released anyway.
Yeah.
That it's just, like, above all else, I've got to have the truth, you know?
For sure.
Definitely recommend it. Please go check it
please
out.
Please go listen to it.
It may or may not be on our Instagram highlights for Apple Music and Spotify. But yeah, go give it a listen. It's by Dylan Woodward.
It's for sure, if I'm not mistaken, already in the highlight.
Well, so that's right.
If nothing else, go peep the highlight.
Yeah, do that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
This has been another episode of The Table, which, of course, as you know, is a family-friendly podcast that we have uploaded weekly for your amusement. Tyler, it's been your last one. I love you, brother.
I love you, brother.
I'm not mad at you.
I'm not mad at you.
Okay, good. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not mad at each other. We are brothers. And I tell you what's going to happen. I will be back with you maybe not next week. I don't know when it'll be. It'll be in the near future to go over the future of the show, what it is that I've got planned going forward, and ironing out the details of all of that. But we'll get into that when we get to it. Right now, it's all about what we're doing right now, which is we're going to say, until next time,
be blessed.